Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are lots of things people complain about when it comes to the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
But when we're talking the worst of the worst, it turns out that we here are doing pretty good.
Oh, good.
Because sin is all around us, Thomas.
Yes, it is.
That is, unless you live in the greater Rochester area, because we are sinning less than most other communities in America.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. The annual most sinful cities in America list has arrived for 2025. And it's a study that tries to determine which city falls most victim to the seven deadly sins.
All right.
In this study, they use the following metrics: jealousy, excess, vice, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. And Rochester did really well.
Oh.
We are the 91st most sinful city in America.
Oh, we're low.
Yeah, we are way down the list.
Top 100, though.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
It's not like 150 or 200. Okay. I mean, it's still pretty damn good.
It's very good.
Okay, so I remember I told you. This is out of jealousy, excess, vice, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness.
Yep.
Do you want to guess which sections we were the worst in?
Laziness.
Okay. No.
No?
Yeah, we were actually really good in laziness.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I would just think
because,
like, this time of year especially, like.
Well, she's thinking about herself.
Right. Yeah, I don't come out of my house for, like, 4 months of the year.
Not laziness. You want to take a shot?
I would probably say vice.
Vices? Okay. Our worst ranking was vice.
Oh.
We like excess and vice. We like alcohol. We like drugs.
Yeah, that makes
we like
sense.
To eat. Yeah. And that's how they measured it. They measured it by alcohol consumption drugs, and food. So it's hard to argue that.
No.
Like, we may be the brewery capital of America. We have a ton of local weed dispensaries. And our most famous creation is the garbage.
Right.
But there was another one we ranked high in. Kimmy, I'll give you one more shot. What do you think it was?
I forgot what's...
Okay. We also ranked high. Go ahead.
I was going to say greed, but I don't think it's greed.
I was going to say lust.
It was not lust. We ranked high in vanity.
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
Do you know what vanity
is? Yeah, like we're concerned how we look.
Yeah, you're so vain. You probably think this break is about you.
That was like the last one on my list.
Yeah, I mean, we're not a good-looking town. We're just not.
There are lots of good-looking people.
I'm not saying every town's got, but as
like
a whole,
said,
you put us all together, we ain't good-looking,
like,
man. Y'all got that Rochester nose.
What do you mean, y'all? Look at you. Look who's talking.
I ain't from here. I'm from the southern.
No, I know.
I'm from southern water.
And we weren't high in vanity until you showed up and you dragged down the
we're
other.
We're not a good-looking town, man.
Oh, now it's we. Get out of my face.
No, all y'all.
On this one.
What?
Like, do the airport measurement. Like, if you go to each section of where that plane's going, we're not always the best looking group.
You guys are bad people. You are bad.
She's absolutely right, man. It's
like you can tell where, like, the Western New York wing of the airport is.
Guts out to here.
Yep, that's my gate.
Yep.
So the reason we ranked high in vanity.
It's like Con Air.
How many Con Air references are you going to make? Did you watch Con Air last weekend?
No, I should, though. It's such a good movie.
They use the metric cosmetic businesses per capita.
Oh.
Tanning salons, hair salons, yeah. Things like that.
All right.
They also factored in cosmetic surgery searches on Google, how many there were. Are there a lot of people in Rochester getting plastic surgery?
Don't we have one of the top plastic surgeons in the country here?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I mean, he has like his own building on University or
yeah,
East.
I mean, most people no, practice he's like, plastic no. surgery in buildings. Not very popular, the Woods plastic surgery.
No, but it's like a mansion.
Come on out to a tree. Stand under this tree while I give you a nose job, you dumbass.
It's like a,
doesn't
it's like
he
a,
practice plastic surgery inside?
Isn't it like a high-end guy
yes,
here?
Yes.
Like, he even goes out and fixes, like, poor people.
There's a couple of people that are actually, like
he does, like, the
cleft
lip
palates.
Thing.
Yeah. Cleft palate.
No, that's not his thing. Name.
No,
Dr.
Idiot.
Cleft palate?
There's a couple of...
Dr. Cleft palate.
There are a couple yeah. of nationally renowned plastic surgeons.
So maybe that helps.
In our area. But I didn't yeah. think that we were the ones.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, if you go to other places, nose, if you go to other cities, like, you see people with work done everywhere you yeah. turn. And I don't see that often here.
Yeah, look, I would agree with you. But maybe these guys, these women, these plastic surgeons here yeah. are so good that we don't notice the work.
Yeah,
being
you
done.
Still
yes,
look the same.
Maybe.
Pay me my money.
So in this sin list,
yeah.
right, Rochester being the 91st most sinful city in America, pretty good. You know, we're ranked worst in vanity and then excess and vice. Yeah. Our best showings?
Yeah.
We are not greedy in Rochester.
Oh.
We ranked 155 of major American cities. So according to this.
So we probably are very generous donations.
You got it.
Like
we donate
charity.
A ton of money per capita.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Because for as abrasive as we can be sometimes, we do look out for each other. We also have a ton of volunteering hours here in Rochester compared to other cities.
There you
and
go.
Kimmy thought we were lazy. It's quite the opposite, actually. Yeah. We were ranked 149th in laziness in America. And they used, to figure that out, they use adults who exercise, average weekly hours work, time spent watching TV, and high school graduation rate.
But it's weird, though, because you would think the vice, like us being ranked, we're bad in that.
We're
right?
bad in vice in the excess.
You would think that would kind of go hand in hand with laziness, because a lot of those vices lead to laziness. You know what I mean? Like, how do those two things?
Yeah, like
how
alcohol,
are those two things
drugs
so
would
opposite?
Make you slow down.
Well, maybe. Unless it goes the other way, that we use the alcohol and the drugs and the food to cope with working
okay.
hard all
so
the
time. So it's like work hard, play hard.
Yeah. I mean, it could be that.
It's probably that. That's like a 1970s mentality.
Well, actually, in the study, it did say, you know, us being like 149th for laziest in America, we would have been the least lazy city in America.
But what happened?
Had you not lived here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you would have stayed in Florida, then Rochester Radio would have become tolerable. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We like our drugs, food, and alcohol. We are vain, but we are fantastic when it comes to giving to other people.
Look at that.
And we work hard. Does that sound like an apt description of the greater Rochester
I'm
area?
Pretty comfortable with it.
Well, but that's not you. I mean, you're greedy.
I'm a transplant.
You don't care about how you look, obviously, based on your face.
I'm always primping up.
No, that's what's so funny. You're the most vain person in this room, and you are by far the ugliest.
Who said that?
By far.
Did we take a vote?
All right, look. I know I'm not a handsome man. You're going to sit here and try to tell me you are more handsome than I am. You're really going to try.
At least my teeth don't look like a stockyard.
You're going to try. Well, how would you know? Because you're all forehead. I haven't even looked. I've never looked at your teeth once in my life. Kimmy?
Your mama did.
Kimmy? See, yeah. No, you got nothing.
Yeah.
Who's more handsome?
What? I thought you were going to ask me something.
No. We're going to settle this right now. Who is the more handsome man in this room? You have to make a choice.
I am not.
Make a choice right now. We do not have an HR department at this moment, so you have to make this choice.
You should just pick yourself.
She's a handsome gal.
She is a handsome gal. Kimmy's a very good-looking woman.
Oh, look, yeah, don't fall for this.
Know,
he's trying to charm you.
Trying to do here.
I always say Kimmy's the prettiest gal in the building.
Mm-hmm. I say.
When it works in my favor.
I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Bro, you're not handsome. You're not. Like, not even close to... Never in your life have
I'm
you been
adorable.
Described.
I mean,
no,
I had
you're
to
not.
Go through all those old pictures of you when we did your tribute.
How adorable
I'm not
was
seeing
I?
It. Not
I was
seeing
adorable.
It.
Well, I'm not your type.
Well, no. I don't think that's
not
I
your
was,
type.
I was an ape boy.
Whose type are you? If you live in a tree and make cookies, we have a man you should meet. 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about the most sinful cities in America list. We ranked really well. We're only the 91st most sinful city in America. So what's funny about this?
What's that?
Yes, we should take pride in these numbers. Mm-hmm. It shows we're not a bunch of selfish pricks and that we don't care about consequences for ourselves. Or we care about consequences for ourselves and other people. But the cities that showed the highest on the sin list.
Okay, like your top cities of sin.
They're also the most fun places to be.
Well, yeah, because I'm thinking like all those joys.
So we could probably all guess what the most sinful city in America was.
It would be Vegas.
You got it. That's because, number one.
But it's known as Sin City. Right. But after that.
Can you give me two?
Miami.
No.
New Orleans.
No.
Not New Orleans.
Houston, Texas.
Oh.
A lot of strip clubs, a lot of barbecue.
Okay. A lot of eating.
Yeah.
Lot of Eden.
So going down the list, Vegas 1, Houston is 2, then comes L.A., Philly, Atlanta, Denver, Miami, Dallas, Phoenix, and New Orleans.
Man, New Orleans fell to 10th place.
Not as popular with the younger set.
No, but just the residents there, how they live.
No, you're not wrong. But again, like, we're just getting.
But that's more tourists than people that live there.
And you haven't been down there in a long time.
Oh, 30 years.
Okay. So maybe it's different now?
Okay.
What's interesting.
What's that?
8 of the 10 cities we just named, Vegas, Houston, L.A., Philly, Atlanta, Denver, Miami, Dallas, Phoenix, and New Orleans, 8 of those 10 places people would take a trip to right now.
Oh, yeah, they're vacation hotspots.
And they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, like, you
know. Did Nashville get in there?
Nashville did not show up,
but
give it time, my friend.
Denver did? That's a random one.
But again, we're talking locals, and that might have to do with the marijuana. Yeah.
Okay. But we have that here, too.
Yeah, but it's still relatively
new. Yeah, but they kicked it off. They had
true.
It. And Denver's a party town.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you went to Denver?
Yeah.
When I was doing stand up.
1989. They were partying in 89. Spuds McKenzie. Pretty cool.
This is the coolest dog.
Hanging out. Tommy kept having to take pictures when he got off stage because they thought he was Spuds McKenzie.
He was a very popular dog.
That's what I hear.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Would you rather live in a sinful place or a non-sinful place?
To live?
Yes.
Constantly?
Yes.
Probably not. So, at my age, no. But as a young person, you would want to be there.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I think you want experience.
If you're in your 20s.
Like, I think a lot of those places offer a lot in general.
A lot.
So I think.
Not today.
Not every day.
There it is. Thank you.
So I think, that's something that would be a draw for me like 10 years ago.
All right. Here's why I disagree with any age that you are. And I get as a 20-something, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But living where the vices are is going to do one of two things to you. It will either A, kill you for obvious reasons, or B, eventually make all the bad things not fun.
You get a lot of those, you realize what you like and you don't like.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, it does make it not fun, right? Like, we all know people that move to Miami, Vegas, whatever, and then they came home, and they don't want
to
go back.
They got to experience something, I guess.
But it's better to move that there and have that than to regret never taking a shot.
But I would argue counterpoint to that.
What's that?
Right? Like, what makes those trips to Vegas, LA, Miami, New Orleans so fun, it's a wild world that you don't get to experience.
Yeah.
It is total freedom from the people who know you and most of the consequences of your decision. Right? When you live there, that's not the case. It can get boring. It can become a pain in the ass. And even if you have like, 5-7 year experience of doing it, if you never want to do it again because you lived it and it got boring or dangerous, it takes away the fun for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but at least you get, you find out you got an addiction you can't shake.
But again, I'm sorry, Kim, go ahead.
I was going to say, I know people who have lived in those places. They did it in their 20s, and then they moved home, and they still love going back to visit. Like, it's not like they despise that city. They really enjoy it. In fact, like, they encourage others to go check it out.
Okay. See, I've had the opposite experience. Everyone I know that moved to Vegas, moved to L.A., moved to Miami.
They would still live there.
No. Oh, all right. It's not something I think I would. Don't get me wrong. I love cutting loose, but I feel like you know me and I know you with our personalities. Mm. Had I went and lived in Vegas or Miami or wherever, I would never want to party again because I just would have overdone it.
Yeah, probably.
If I survived.
True, but man, with fun.
No, we would have ended up homeless,
coked up, drunk,
ugly.
Yeah,
fat, drunk, stupid. No way to go through life, son. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, Rochester, the 91st most sinful city in America. We ranked really high. Matt writes us, you were talking about attractive people. Here we go. Most Rochesterian women are ugly, except for your wife and Kimmy. They are the good ones. It's kind of what you were saying.
No, but I'm
That's kind of what you were
what
saying.
What I am saying is, yes, there are attractive people in Rochester, but if you look
but
at...
But majority... Like
if
when
we all got
to
together
places,
for a group
and
shot...
And you feel like you're surrounded by beautiful people...
Holy Christ.
I would argue that the
It'd be like when they take those photos of the 1800s, like those work camps, the coal miner and their family is all out there looking at you. So cold, so poor.
I would argue the reason why living in Rochester makes it seems like there aren't a lot of attractive people is because you're used to the people that you see in Rochester. And when you go to another city and it seems like there's more attractive people, it's because you're not used to those people. We're a small town city.
Yeah, but we're talking about vanity. So people that are trying to
look
better.
Like they're busting their ass to look good.
There is a look.
And that's what I mean. Like, I think here, and like, there are good looking people, but it's a matter of like, in the winter, like, I know good looking people don't care what they look like. They're just trying to stay warm.
That's every city.
Like, they're wind whipped. No, Miami, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Not everybody who's gorgeous in Miami.
There are people that are just constantly worried about the way they look, and I don't get that here. It has nothing to do with being good looking.
Oh, look,
it's caring about.
Try to back off here. No, everybody, you're all good looking in your own ways, guys.
I don't think that we are always that focused on the way we look here, as other people are in other places.
Would you agree with what Kimmy's saying?
Yes.
Specifically about Kimmy? I'm asking.
I'm just saying I agree with Kimmy.
Kimmy's ugly is what you...
No, Kimmy, I just said she's the best looking gal in the building.
Okay, it's a lie.
Take that any way you want.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There must be something we don't know in this story.
Yeah.
Because what was taken is very valuable when it adds all up, but individually, not so much. Also, people don't use these like they used to. And there wouldn't be a reason to buy these from anywhere else but where they sell them. So if you were to get the money for swiping them, how do you find someone that is willing to take them off your hands?
So you don't think there's a market for
them? I don't.
Okay.
But maybe there's something we don't know.
There's chintzes out there, bro, for everything.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So a 57-year-old post office manager is going to jail.
What do you swipe?
After authorities uncovered a scheme that lasted more than 2 years. So they say the post office manager stole $81,000 in stamps.
Wait, just regular postage stamps?
Postage stamps from the post office between January of 2021 and March of 2023. Yeah. Authorities say that he falsified records to hide the theft, and when he was busted, shiznit hit the fan fast. As we know from covering stories like this before, any post office crime is a federal crime.
Yeah, you're going to the big house.
Last week, he was sentenced for what he did. And this man, for stealing...
Per stamp?
This man for stealing $81,000 in postage is going to spend 6 months in prison.
Okay.
And after that, he will have a 2 years supervised release.
All right.
Question.
Yeah.
What the F are you doing with stolen stamps?
Yeah, who are you selling them to? I'm trying to think the last time I put a stamp to an envelope.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're of the age of stamps.
Yeah, like, let's
But
see.
I don't mail
you're
out.
You're the most likely stamp user in this room.
Yes.
It looks like you have a whole bunch of stamps under that hat right now.
Like, I'm thinking of, like, there may be one time a year where you're sending out a bunch of things, right, around Christmas time, if you're using the stamps for holiday cards.
Who sends out Christmas cards anymore?
People still
I still
really?
Families, people who have families.
I've gotten, like, a dozen.
Yeah.
Really? That money?
Yeah.
It's coming back
What's
around.
What's the point?
It's coming back around with people that have kids, and they'll
put
like,
put them
the
on Instagram.
I'm cool.
Anyways,
I'm hip. I'm 66.
I don't know what that runs people now, but I would think, like, tops, like, $100 a year on stamps.
Way less than that. How much? I mean, okay, can we Google what a stamp costs right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
My one
75?
Friend said she's just spent, like, almost $70 on stamps.
Okay.
For Christmas cards. They have big families.
Okay. Well, is it 75 cents? I was going to guess 53.
75, 6 out of my
I haven't bought it. I can't tell you the last time.
I like a book of stamps.
78 cents.
Per stamp? Per stamp?
Yep.
Now I sound like my grandpa. 5 cents. That's 78 cents a stamp.
Yeah.
So this guy stole over 80,000 stamps.
Because he thought he was going to unload them.
Well, I mean, he must have been doing it because he was doing it over 2 years. Look, I was unaware there was a secondary stamp black market.
I am shocked to hear that, too.
252 WCMF. What
Especially
are we
now.
Missing here?
Because
like,
taking
Who's mailing things?
Well, I mean...
Like, businesses have their own thing. Like, they don't use, like, standard stamps. Like a company that sends out stuff.
Sure.
They have their own system how they do it.
Yeah, like, you can put it on a scale and it'll print out something that, pays for postage. No,
so
I don't
who's
know.
Licking and stamping?
Well, the stamps now are adhesive themselves.
All right, now you tell me.
She
almost died last week.
The only way it would make sense for someone to buy stamps from this guy outside of the post office would be if he was selling them for less than what they were
right,
worth.
Right, you're saying there's a black market for stamps.
But if I own a business where I need a lot of stamps, am I going to go to backroom discount stamp guy?
No.
Because the person buying the stamps would also have to know the stamps were stolen and feel comfortable buying them cheaper from this person.
Also exposing my business to getting busted.
Exactly. Yeah. How would this person with the cheaper stamps explain to
but
me?
He must have found somebody.
But
man.
How? How?
He's good.
Give me a reasonable explanation when I go, all right, you're a stamp thief, okay? And you're trying to sell me half-price stamps. And I go, well, how are you selling these postage so cheaply?
Oh, I got a deal.
How?
Oh. The federal government.
Well, what, you're a contractor through the federal government?
Yeah. Got to set up the whole deal.
Oh, in that case, I would love to buy your discount
and,
stamps.
Me and Ted Cruz put a thing together.
Picking random politicians.
Somebody did call and say that over time, like if he was collecting commemorative stamps, that could add up.
But you got the same one.
I got 81,000 Batman stamps.
Man, very unique. It's called wallpaper.
Oh, man. Renee writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Just bought stamps to mail out my Christmas cards and mail out 40. I had to mail out 43. It cost me $33 and
Why?
Change. Hot damn. And she's not an older woman.
I feel bad for you people.
Renee's like, she's younger than I am.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you young people shouldn't be doing this.
I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. My wife does.
My wife probably does.
My wife buys stamps.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what else has pushed the stamp game up for younger women?
Who?
Stationery.
Yeah, but what are you writing and who are you sending it to?
So it's loop back around again. My
really?
Wife loves
like fancy stationery.
My wife loves fancy stationery.
What
if
does
you,
she use
with
it for?
With a gold
but is
leaf.
Is she sending it out to people or is she, is she
No, she'll
using...
send it. She'll send it.
Like she writes notes to people?
Who?
Yeah. She'll write thank you notes and things like that. But like even if you go to Marshall's, like you will find a whole section now of like fancy stationery. Yeah.
Man, you girls were off
well,
the hook, man.
There was a store.
Dude, no, I wish. Like I don't know if the thank you card thing will ever go away because there are always going to be family members that look for it.
Hate it.
No, I agree. I agree. I hate it. But like, you know how it is with women. Like, they find some old timey thing in every generation that they like re-get.
I know.
I don't think they go into it liking it. They're doing it for the older set. I don't know any woman that's excited about doing thank yous.
Okay, let me tell you something. The greatest gift I've ever given my wife
was
an embosser.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
It's like a like a, that wax thing?
Yeah, well, it's not sealer. Wax. You put a piece of paper in it, and you squeeze it, and it leaves a raised seal.
It's almost like a notary.
Yes, yeah. It's like my wife's name with like a little design on it. Oh. And she, when I got that for her a couple Christmases ago.
Because they feel fancy.
Yes, it was the greatest thing I have ever given to her.
I guess she, coming from Buckingham Palace.
You know what she does? Like, I'll find papers with her embossed logo, yeah. Like the logo that I got for her on it. And it's like, remember when you used
to... Well, you got to put it to use once you have it.
But Kimmy, remember when you practice your signature 100 yeah. times in elementary school? That's what it's like.
So what's her...
It's just her name and like a little design that you would pick like from random.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, I don't know. Right. She's into it. 252 WCMF. We started this conversation talking about a 57-year-old post office manager going to jail for 6 months after police say he stole $81,000 in stamps over a period of about 2.5 years. The other question I have is how much he made from this caper because...
Yeah, because that's the value of it.
Exactly. That's the actual value. Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Do we know if he was actually selling them at a discount and not full price as to not draw suspicion? It would be more suspicious if you're selling them at full price.
Yeah. How would you do that?
Why would I go to this guy if I'm not getting a deal?
You have to wait in line at the post office.
Because I would think you're getting like, 10 cents on the dollar.
How much? That inexpensive?
Well, I mean, if you want to move them quick.
That's $8,000 over 3 years. That's not worth it.
All right.
Is it possible he was just taking them? To
for
have
what?
Them. Think of all the things that you've taken from work over
but
the years.
But that would be like boxes of stamps.
That you never used, you didn't need, but you just took it because it was there.
Kimmy, that would be 100,000 stamps. Yeah. Legit, in this case. It would be 100,000 stamps.
They like cases of stamps.
And he is the...
Like
he
the man who has cases of razors in his basement that lasted him decades.
Oh, counterpoint. Good counterpoint.
What else you got?
But here's the thing. Tommy's stupid. This guy manages a post office.
Yeah,
that was the trouble he would be in. Right?
You would think.
You know, this also may be proof that the lamest of crimes have the best return on investment because this guy kept doing it for a reason. Mm. He must have been making money.
Yeah.
And the least chance of getting you caught because we've seen other post office employees get busted in our area, but only after a while of pulling those crimes off. There was that manager in Greece who was sending drugs through the mail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a report that he was doing drugs off his desk with employees at the post office. We've also seen post office employees involved in weapons charges. Mm-hmm. But those folks, if I remember, got busted pretty quick.
Yeah.
This guy made it like 2 years. The drug guy made it a couple years, if I remember that story correctly. Like, I guess the drug story is more sexy. This one is not sexy at all.
Yeah,
but
stamps are never sexy.
Yeah.
But he made
it
over.
You don't even get to brag about this crime.
If you got
it's
money,
not
you can
sound cool to people.
But if you got money, you can brag about any
can
crime.
You? I don't know. I wouldn't be impressed.
He's got an 81,000. Oh.
Yeah, I'd love to know what he put in his pocket, like how much he made off.
Yeah,
samesies. Like, normally, they'll include that in the story.
Okay. It's got to be pretty sad.
Interesting theory.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Joe writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says they sell them to prisoners. Prisoners need stamps for mail, and those are used like money in there.
Yeah, but how do you get them into the prison?
Well, you would just have to have somebody on the inside that would sell you the stamps.
No, how are you getting them in?
You can mail stamps in.
You can have stamps.
It's not contraband. Right? You need stamps.
Yeah, but don't they go through your mail before they give it to you?
Yeah, but why would
they wouldn't know it? But it wouldn't be suspicious if you just got some stamps.
Yeah, so I mail stamps to the prisoners inside an envelope.
Yeah, because they are going to mail envelopes back out.
I just had them somebody hustle them in.
You wouldn't have to sneak them in. You could send.
You're doing too much work.
Yeah.
Well, you could lick them to your butt and walk them in.
Why would you? Why?
Because then they wouldn't see it.
Are you just looking to lick somebody's butt?
No, lick the stamp.
No, I understand,
to the
but like once again, I told you didn't need to lick anything. They're now self-adhesive stamps, and you're trying to put your tongue somewhere. And I feel like you just want to lick someone's butt. That's what I feel like right now. What are you not getting that you can just send a book of stamps into the prison?
Because I would think like. But by the way, how much writing are they doing in prison?
No,
man?
Joe brought up a good point here. If they are used as currency, which other things are, that would make perfect sense. In fact, we've talked about this in the past during countries that have had their economies collapse. Mm. People looking to protect themselves will go out and buy thousands of dollars worth of stamps because those can be used as currency and they never lose their value.
Ooh.
So right now, if the American economy is about to collapse.
Buy stamps.
Stamps, baby. Clamps.
Stamps, clamps.
Stamp, clamp down on the stamps.
Don't lick them to your butt.
Okay, well, no.
That was your thing.
Again, and you got a hairy ass. I know you got a hairy ass.
You've seen my ass.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, those things ain't going to stick anyway. And if they do, it's going to be
very painful.
Bitch getting them off. I'm getting a lot of people theorizing stamp collectors looking for limited edition stuff.
That's the person that called said.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I always assume the stamps that were worth the most money are the ones from like decades
ago. Yeah.
Right? Like, how often?
Unless they have those at the post office.
Why would they have those?
I don't know.
And why would it?
No, they're vintage. Like, you got to get them from collectors, I would assume.
Yeah, they go on a run and then they never make them again. Yeah. Like, how often is the U.S. Post Office making like new limited edition stamps?
Do they make them every year?
Well, they make, like the Elvis stamp and stuff like that. But I mean.
But like, how limited are they? Because if you want, I remember when I was a kid, I went into the post office with my mom and they had like a Looney Tunes limited.
Yeah. Room.
And I thought it was cool. So I just bought one Bugs Bunny stamp to send my letter and they gave me the Bugs Bunny stamp. I didn't have to buy the entire collection of stamps.
Right.
Joke's on you. I just ruined somebody's collection. You don't have a Bugs Bunny.
I'm missing a bug.
I got it, bitch. And like, how much money is there in modern stamp collecting anyway?
There can't be anything in it.
Also,
you have the old stuff.
Also, you would then again be moving 100,000 limited edition stamps. Where are you selling that many collectible stamps? None of this makes sense. None of this makes sense.
Chinese businessman.
What are you talking
trying
about?
Trying to corner the market.
Where's he?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe at a country, like you say, like they just want to buy these things to have.
So your theory is
Chinese businessman.
A Chinese businessman who lives in China
is
buying American postage. Mm-hmm. Which
hold on to it because he thinks it's going to go up in value.
And then he's going to come to America with his postage later and make money.
He's playing a long game.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think what made this food unique is they've never tried to do this before.
Mm.
Right? They have tried low-calorie options, but it was just less of the food.
Because
it is like one of the worst things you can eat.
Oh.
Okay? Because you can never have just one. You're always going to have 45. But what they're doing here in an effort to look healthier feels like an abomination.
Oh.
And you're about to ruin your own food.
My own food.
Not your food, but this company's food. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is nothing like an Oreo.
Oh, yeah, you love them.
Literally nothing like an Oreo.
Yeah, no. It has not been replicated.
It is a sacred food, Kimmy. It is a sacred food. And to Kimmy's point, we've talked about this in the past.
What's that?
One of, if not the only item in the grocery store that cannot be replicated by other brands.
There's no knockoff.
Yep. Chips will taste the same if Wegmans or Doritos make them. I can't tell the difference between Frosted Flakes or the Topps boxed frosted whatever.
Yeah.
But no one has ever come close to replicating the Oreo cookie.
Okay.
Wegmans Oreos taste 1,000 miles away. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, they're not bad, but they're not Oreos.
Mm.
But Oreo is now messing with their own product.
So what are they trying to pull?
They will be introducing zero sugar Oreos.
Oh, so a diet cookie.
Nope, it is not a diet. In fact, it says on the label, this is not a low-calorie food. And we'll get to that in a little while. It is simply Oreos without sugar.
So for diabetics?
This would be for that.
Right.
But that doesn't seem to be the reason they're doing it.
So what's the reason?
Well, look, sugar has gotten a really bad...
Well, sugar's the number one killer of people.
You just made that stat up.
Sugar has
diarrhea is the number one killer of people.
Out of your mouth. No, sugar is the number one killer of people in the world. It is.
It's not.
Let me look up in the sky.
Thank you. You just made that stat up.
Sugar kills more people than alcohol and drugs combined.
Alcohol is made of sugar. There is sugar in alcohol.
And war.
Oh, remember the sugar wars?
Maybe the sugar wars.
There's sugar in alcohol, stupid. Stupid bitch.
Heart disease.
Thank you.
From the sugar.
Caused by the sugar. Okay. The Oreo Zero Cookie Sugars.
Yeah.
Oreo Zero Sugar Cookies. My apologies.
Who's it for?
They'll be rolling out in January 2026. It feels like this is for people that just don't want sugar.
They got to cut the sugar
in their Oreos. Or people that have made a conscious choice, not because they have to, but because they think, like you're thinking, sugar's going to destroy me and I can't have the sugar. All right. So these will be out next month. They will come in regular sugar-free Oreos and double stuffed. Sugar-free Oreos.
Stuff of no sugar.
I know. What's the point? Just have a regular one.
So they got to have less taste.
Well, nobody's tasted them yet, except for people who work within the Oreo organization.
But every time you get that low-sugar stuff, it just loses its zip.
And if it tastes too good, be prepared.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
Because it says on the box, like I said before, this is not a low-calorie food.
Yeah.
And it's not. Because... I understand, like you said, if you are a diabetic and this is the only way you can enjoy an Oreo, it makes perfect sense. And there are knockoff Oreos, which don't taste the same, that do zero-sugar Oreo-like cookies for people who have that stuff. The regular Oreo cookie is about 53 calories per cookie.
One little cookie.
Yeah, you got it. The sugar-free Oreo is about 45 calories per cookie.
All right, so you ain't losing.
You're saving 8 calories.
Yeah, per cookie.
Exactly. Okay. And when you're having... 10.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you're saving 80 calories, but that's not that much compared to...
I'm pretty sure the serving size is 2 cookies, right?
Is it really?
Yes.
Can we Google what a serving size for
Oreo? I'm almost
positive. No, it can't be 2.
A serving size of Oreo cookies is 2.
2 cookies? Yeah. No. It's got to be like 5. 5 cookies.
No, you know, it's usually pretty low,
It can't
man.
Be 2.
That's why I'm sorry. 3 cookies.
3 I almost cursed it.
Then you get like that much cookie.
It says it's typically 3 cookies for the original flavor.
And that's not double stuff.
That's not double stuff.
Could we Google the serving size of a double stuff?
The regular style.
No, that was regular style, 3 cookies.
Yeah, as I was saying, double stuff, regular stuff.
2 cookies!
Well, you lose a cookie.
Yeah, the double stuff is 2 cookies.
And anytime you eat the low calorie stuff or the low sugar stuff, you're going to eat more thinking, well, diet. I can have a couple extra.
100%. It's what buried us in the early 90s. I have vivid memories. You remember Healthy Choice when those blew up, all that stuff?
Yeah,
right?
the foods.
Yeah, healthy snacks. Yeah.
All of these things. My mother and father would only buy for themselves these low-calorie snacks. Yeah. And I would watch
eat them all in a day.
Yes, I watched my dad open up a bag of low-calorie chips and eat the whole effing thing. Yes. He would buy like these low-calorie frozen foods and he'd have 3 of the dinners. And you know, at the time, I don't know any better.
No.
So I'm like, okay, well, this
diet.
Is how you eat healthy.
Look how good your family turned out.
252 WCMF. It was announced this week that Oreo is introducing zero sugar Oreos, but it has just 8 fewer calories per cookie, and they will be doing both a regular and a double stuffed. Here's what I'm scared of.
What are you scared of?
Every once in a while, a company will produce a food that is slightly different than the food that they are famous for, and when people try that food, it will ruin the taste of the original food.
Oh.
It will stick with you. Think New Coke and Coca-Cola. Same thing happened with a couple of pizzerias. Like Papa John's fell victim to this. They got too wild with the pizzas they made, and it ruined the actual pizzas they had. I am worried. I will never have a sugar-free Oreo because I am worried it will linger with me and ruin real Oreos.
I'm more worried because I've seen like the horror stories of other sugar-free things that have been made by like famous snack companies, and people say like it goes right through you.
Oh yeah.
So there was a while. Do you remember the? It was like an oil they cooked with. I want to say it was called Olestra.
Olestra, yeah.
So Olestra, they were putting in all the potato chips.
Yep.
And oh my God.
It's like a laxative.
Oh, you, yeah, super, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what these are made with, but I know like that's the what a lot of people say their experience is with other no sugar, no fat, whatever snacks.
So it was the other thing they did. Do you remember Slim Fast?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was you'd had a shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, uh-huh. and by dinner time you were in a horrible mood. But then you eat that regular dinner.
But that joke still crushes, huh?
It's pretty good.
Bad.
It gave you the squirts bad, man.
No, I mean, I think I told this story on the air. I had this experience. There is
with Slim Fast?
No, it wasn't with Slim Fast. There was a drink, like a sports drink, yeah, where it used one of those sugar-free substitutes, and I pooped my pants in a McDonald's as a grown man.
But it's so stupid to buy that stuff because you could have, because you're just having two beverages and a meal.
Yeah.
That's your whole day.
Yeah.
You can have any two beverages and have that meal. It's the same concept.
Well, I guess the idea is it simplifies, right? Like, I know I don't have to choose which food to eat, which can get me into trouble.
Well, they kept telling you it was full of nutrition, too. And this stuff was also full of sugar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Kimmy, you asked what the substitution is?
Yeah.
All right, so sugar-free Oreos are sweetened with maltitol, which is a sugar alcohol, polydextrose, which is a complex carbohydrate made from glucose, sucralose.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sucralose.
Sucralose, a zero-calorie sugar substitute.
I think they're coming to... down this year.
An Ace K, a zero-calorie artificial sweetener.
So it's a lot of artificial sweeteners.
Well, that's all. What else would it be if you're not using sugar?
But there's like four of them in there.
Yeah, there are. Yes, there are. So yeah, maybe you poop your pants. I don't know. They must have learned their lesson from the pants pooping, right? No?
I don't know. Maybe it affects everybody a little differently.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. When a man's name has Big in front of it, he knows his snacks.
Okay.
Big Steve's on CMF. Hey, Big Steve, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good.
So, back in the day when, Tommy, this is for you, buddy. Back in the day when they first started all this low-calorie stuff, it was for people with diabetes, right? So everybody, they used to call it the dietetic candy or the dietetic cookie.
Okay.
And nobody knew what the hell that was until you get people... You know, you find out why they're diabetic because they can't stop eating. So they get a hold of this dietetic stuff. And if you look on the label, just like you were doing, there's a substance called sorbitol, S-O-R-B-I-T-O-L.
One of the biggest this enemies stuff, of the Star Trek crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of the next
bad
generation.
Guy, huh?
Yeah, the sorbitols, yeah.
The sorbitol ship is behind us, Jim. Anyway, this stuff is like a freight train running through your body. If you overeat anything that's got sorbitol in it, 2 days minimum.
Wait.
2 days you're not leaving the house.
It's that bad.
What's
it's
left?
That bad.
All right, well, I guess that would help
when
you lose weight.
With that, nothing.
Then you crab it out.
Put it this way. If you're not home and you're eating all this crap, by the time you get home, there's nothing left but the waistband.
It's too late.
Steve, great talking to you, buddy.
Way too late.
Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Let's talk to Jay before we get out of here. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, folks. Fine. First of all, you're talking about the wrong type cookie. It should be Hydrox, not Oreo. Hydrox is 100 years old. They don't mess with the formula. And like you said, with Coke versus real Coke, that fiasco turned into a complete cluster for the company and for all their quote-unquote aficionados.
Hold on, I got to catch everybody up now because you said an old person thing. For those who don't know, Oreo is a knockoff cookie. Oreo is not the original cookie.
Oh,
Hydrox is the cookie that Oreo knocked off. Oreo, for whatever reason, became more famous than Hydrox. Hydrox was the original.
So it's the same cookie?
Chocolate cream cookie.
Okay.
Exactly.
What a weird name for a cookie.
Exactly.
Hydrox. Who doesn't want to eat a Hydrox?
I got a case of them right here that they're way better than anything Oreo has ever come out with.
Also, he's got rickets.
Well, you know, just like Tommy.
But
how did I do?
You exist, Tommy.
But you were saying, Jay.
No, I just think that you know, the whole thing is that Oreo, you mess with success, eventually it's going to bite you in the rear end.
Hydrox is coming back, and so is the cannon.
There you go. That's
Jay,
right.
Thanks for the call.
Do they still make Hydrox cookies?
Yeah, you can buy
them. They must.
Oh,
I've really never seen them, but I guess I've never looked.
They have them at the grocery store.
Oh.
I mean, if you could, can you Google and see if Wegmans sells Hydrox? I've never had them before. I just assumed.
I remember the name, but I didn't know it was an Oreo.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it was like old people cookie.
No, it was. I mean, Oreo knocked off Hydrox. And you're right. Like, I mean, they were invented, I think, in like the turn of the century, 1900s.
Mm.
I guess maybe Hydrox sounded more appealing back then, not like a cleaning solution. You want to go get a bag of Hydrox?
Delicious.
Looks like you get them on Amazon. That's,
okay.
That comes up maybe at your local grocery store.
All right. So go out and get yourself a Hydrox.
It says it was largely discontinued in 1999.
Oh.
Buy yourself some high-waisted pants.
It was reintroduced in 2015.
So it's not even the original Hydrox.
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm out. I'm out on the Hydrox, guys, and I'm out on the sugar-free Oreos. I'm out on all of it.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.